Some of the witnesses lived in the locality, and it is a small, tight-knit community. So showing out, putting their heads above the parapet, so to speak, is a brave move for people to do. I don't think that the young people involved thoroughly thought through the consequences of their actions, and the intensive programmes that all four of them will be on will help them to think about the consequences of their actions in future, which has got to be a good thing. The CCTV inside the taxi was crucial in ensuring that the community saw how harrowing this vicious attack was. The taxi company are correct that this did go viral. I think that that's a very positive thing, so that the wider public saw what was going on. Did it influence the investigation by the police? Not one bit. Any police officer who is worth their weight in salt would investigate this crime with the passion that the officers did, and they would deal with it, the offenders, in the way that has happened today. There was some remorse by part of the group, and then part of the group actually decided to go not guilty and deny their involvement in this offence, which is their right. However, they have been found guilty by a court of law.